I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
Thank you, John Peters, very, very much. My friend of many, many years, and I appreciate him. I appreciate Callaway's. They're open until 7 o'clock weeknights and 6 o'clock on Sundays. Hope you'll get into Callaway's and let them know you appreciate their sponsorship. Good morning, everybody. We're here until 9 this morning. I've shortened my program a little bit so I can spend time with the family, and I'm enjoying that too. But I enjoy you a lot. Give me a call if I can help you with your plant question. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mike Bass is running the boards and screening the calls. You'll talk to Mike first, and then you'll get me. And so there you are. That's the way the program works. It's really very simple. I really could use some calls right now. I'd love to hear from you. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I talk about landscapes, lawns, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardens, houseplants, patio plants, whatever. Those are all fair game. I don't get into pastures and things of that sort. That's not exactly urban horticulture, but give me a call, please. And so that's what we have in store. We always begin the program by going to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stephen Hayden is horticulturist there, and Stephen is with us right now. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Neil.
Good, good, good. Did you enjoy the eclipse?
Yes, we did. We all had our glasses, and we had a great deal of visitors and a wonderful viewing spot for it. And we all stood there and applauded when we got full total.
Wasn't that exciting? And I saw it on the news later that day. Well, I saw it in person out on our hillside, but you all were in the news for it. So good job. What's happening in the garden this upcoming week?
Well, the roses are looking better and better. The Rose Garden team is watching them closely. After two rainy days this past week, and the days are warming up, we have the perfect conditions for black spot. To keep it in check, the team is cleaning up any fallen infected leaves to prevent the fungal spores from splashing up on the plant, and will consider spraying with neem oil or a fungicide labeled for black spot if necessary.
Yeah, black spot's been around as long as we've had roses, so that was one of the purposes of Dr. Steve George's EarthKind research 25 years ago. He did a lot of work on it, so you can go back to Texas A&M EarthKind and see the results of some of that research as well. I love your featured plant of the week, which was found by, I don't think you have it listed in here, so I'll go ahead and mention it, Greg Grant, one of my good friends, and I have been where this grows natively. It's just a tiny little piece of West Texas. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is the Texas Gold Columbine, Aquilegia chrysantha hinckleyana Texas Gold. That's a mouthful. That's a mouthful, but it's the Texas Gold part that's important. This plant is a shade-loving perennial that gets 18 to 24 inches tall, has blue-green foliage, and produces graceful yellow flowers with long spurs on them. This is a spring bloomer. It will grow in a variety of soils, but good drainage is a must, or the plants will rot. It reseeds readily. It's important to look for the Texas Gold when buying columbines. It's not uncommon to find columbine hybrids that are better suited to northern states, and they won't hold up well to the Texas summers.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's a beautiful plant. It's a pretty yellow. It's a soft sulfur yellow that's just so pretty. The place that Lynn and I saw it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago this spring, we took a hike in Big Bend National Park, something you don't know about me and most listeners don't. I spent the first 2 years of my life, my dad founded the biology department at Sol Ross in Alpine. And he spent 17 years going to Big Bend National Park before it was a national park, cataloging the plants of Big Bend and writing the book. And I see black and white photos in his book of that plant. It wasn't called Texas Gold. It was, just a straight species. And Greg found a superior strain, selected it, and grew it. But Lynn and I hiked up a long trail on a warm day, 95 degrees, to get to a little waterfall, and there was about a 1 acre pool with cattails and ferns and columbines. And it's just, in an area where it rains 5 inches a year. It's just unbelievable to see that. Beautiful plant. Texas Gold Columbine. Folks, if you've not grown this, you need to. It's a short-lived perennial that reseeds itself, and you need to have it. Nice choice. Thank you. Some of my best photographs came from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden many years ago, so you've been growing that for a long time. What event are you highlighting this week?
Well, next weekend, April 20th and 21st, we get ready to be transported to the enchanting world of Japan right here in Fort Worth. In 2024, Spring Japanese Festival, produced in collaboration with the Fort Worth Japanese Society, offers cultural wonders, tantalizing flavors, and delightful surprises, all set in our beautiful Japanese garden.
That will be beautiful. All right. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park.
All right, just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth, and a 24-hour information phone line. If you want to punch in numbers and to do it old style, you get a recorded message anytime, night or day. What's that phone number?
817-463-4160.
All right, and the most important part that we give you at the end of each message is the website, and this is for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. What is the website?
Yes, everything can be found there at fwbg.org.
Stands to reason. Stephen Hayden, I appreciate you. Thank you for filing your report today. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you next Sunday. All right. And that report sponsored today by the wonderful people at Callaway's. You know what? They go at one better. They sponsor this entire hour. This would be your great day to go to Callaway's. They have a special going on today that is it comes up every once in a long while, and I rejoice when it comes up because I have taken advantage of this sale several times. Another great day at Callaway's Nursery, especially if you're in need of pottery for your porch or patio. Their entire collection is 30% off today, only today. Callaway's offers a wide range of containers to enhance your garden's beauty and functionality. Their selection includes multiple shapes and sizes and choices, and you'll discover many beautiful designs, patterns, and textures that will delight you. The Callaway's folks also offer you lightweight options for your larger plants with their modern planters from Jappy. Lightweight planters are pretty and practical, making it easy to move your plants around to bring them indoors during the wintertime. There's also the world of stunning glazed ceramic pottery. The colors and designs are a feast for your eyes. If you're searching for classic terracotta, they have so many different sizes to choose from. Wait till you see the collection of beautiful pottery at Callaway's. Head to your neighborhood Callaway's today at 9 o'clock for this great sale. It doesn't come around very often. Every new container needs Callaway's premium container potting soil. It gives your plants the best start, and it's specially formulated with water-saving and high-quality ingredients for your plants to thrive. You'll love the results. Your plants will love the results. With the help of Callaway's experts, you can easily discover the pottery to make your indoor and outdoor blooms stand out. Enjoy more time to shop with their extended spring hours. Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday and Sunday. I'm sorry, Monday through, take two on this one, Neil. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. Didn't do that very well. I'll come back to it in just a moment. That's Callaway's Nursery, Life Lived Beautifully, where you can shop Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. Bingo. Callaways.com.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Mike McGonigal with our Callaway's Landscape Division, and now back to Neil.
You hear us talking about the Landscape Division, how they have opened that up, and Mike was the one who got that all going for them several years ago. It has been a home run, and you can thank Mike for that. So if you want to have a landscape done, planted, you choose the plants, they'll plant them, you help make the decisions, and they'll do that for you. They're great. Thank you, Mike, very, very much. All right, if you'd like to call, I'd love to hear from you, and it's as simple as 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'll get it right. decided to go back to my regular out-on-the-street glasses to read. I did so well with that with that closing line of Callaway's. Maybe I need to go back to my computer glasses. Let's go to Chris in Arlington. Chris, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Hey, I was wondering to ask about that. The only fertilizer I use is that Callaway's phosphorus-free, that 2000 or something like that. But anyway, is it too late to get that out?
Oh, no, not at all. This is the perfect time. You would use that several times during the growing season, so you'll have much later times than this. I could make a case for almost any time of the year. You're talking about for your turf grass?
Yes, yes, yes.
What kind of grass do you have?
St. Augustine.
All right, I would fertilize St. Augustine right now. I always tell people about the middle of April. It's warm enough now that the St. Augustine will take it up. About the middle of June, and then about the early September, early to mid-September, those three times. So you're not too late at all.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to listen to Brad tomorrow morning and see when the next rain is going to come, and I'll get it out before the get out so the rain can soak it in.
Let me offer a suggestion, and Kay Granger is the one who stuck this in my ear when she was an official in Fort Worth. We were talking about water pollution and things that homeowners do. This was a long time ago, and we were at a water purification plant, and there was some kind of something that had gotten into the waterways. And she said, Neil, I have a suggestion, and I've never forgotten this. She said, I hear you. She listened to, and I hope still does, my program. And she said, you talk about putting on fertilizer right before a rain, trying to hit that to save rain irrigation water. And that's really not a good idea because in Texas, you never know how much rain you're going to get. You may get a half inch when they said you'd get 3 inches. You may get 3 inches when they said you'd get half an inch. And it's better to put it on and water it in with the proper amount of water and be done with it. And she was very earnest in how she said it, and she was not putting me down at all. She was offering it as a suggestion in a very kind way, and it was a great suggestion. So I've always repeated that. It's the first time in my life I've ever publicly credited her for that with name, but she deserves that. And I pass that on to you. You're better off to put the fertilizer on at the right time and then water it in with a moderate amount of water. Get the job done, and then you don't have to worry about a 6-inch flood coming through and washing all your fertilizer away.
Okay, so just let my sprinkler system take care of it then.
That's correct.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Well, that's all I had for you this morning, Neil.
That's a great start. I appreciate your call. Have a good one. Thank you, Chris. All right, Ralph in Iredale will be coming up in just a second, and I'll help you. I'm not liking my trifocals either because I got to tip my head back almost to my belt line in the back to see how can I get this right. Let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book. When I wrote my book, I wanted a book, unlike the four that I had written before, that would address all aspects of outdoor gardening for every county in Texas, and that would be really thorough about it. I'd written the other books for publishing houses, and they kept chopping away. I never felt like the stories were told completely in a way that could be really helpful to gardeners and where people could pick it up and follow the guidelines and be successful. I also wanted Carolyn Sky as my editor and Cindy Smith as my graphic designer because these two ladies are accomplished in their fields. I had worked with each of them many times on different projects. I knew them to be the best with whom I had ever worked. And so the three of us put this book together. We worked a year on it. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and everything I needed to support those photographs and all the charts and everything else it took to make this book what I always wanted to have for you. This is the book I always dreamed of having. This is the best work that I have done in my career. It's a 48-page perpetual calendar, chapter 2, of when to do all your gardening tasks. I've never had that in a book before. Well, it's in this one. The book printed in Texas. I didn't have to arm wrestle any publishing house to get that to happen. I made that decision myself. And I also decided not to put it in stores or on Amazon. on because I wanted to sign every copy as it sold, but I had to keep the price very low for you. I certainly did not figure that I wanted to make every last possible dime out of this book. I kept the price at $38.95, but I've cut it to $34.95 to help you. I've left it at $34.95. It is on sale. I guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll give you a full refund. 87,000 copies sold to date, and nobody has asked yet for a refund on their book. I think you're going to like this book very much. It makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. It is in its sixth printing, and that will be the final printing. I'm not going to do another printing of the book. So if you're interested in getting it, I would suggest very much that you get the book purchased. You order it from my website, or you order it from my office weekdays. Here are the two ways. You can call my office Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, business hours, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The other way, the better way, is from the website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. That way you can find out all the content in the book on the website. You can find out that the 11 chapters cover everything about lawns, landscape, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening. It's all there at neilsperry.com, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone. Leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Tommy. He is the pastor of our church, First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney, 315 North Church Street in McKinney. And services are 8, 9, 10.05. That's the one that live streams also, and 11:10. Please join us, won't you please? All the information at sharingtheheart.org. That's where you go for the live stream. Tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. Hope you never have a foundation problem, but if you think you might, I would suggest very much that you call and ask for their free home inspection of your foundation. They come with very sophisticated equipment. They will do a thorough analysis of your foundation. If you have foundation issues where it is shifting, they will identify where they are and the magnitude of them. They will tell you what it would take to rectify that, what it would cost, and if you say, well, that's not bad, and I've heard about your reputation of being great, and you sign on to have them do that work, they'll get on it right away. Now, if you wait till middle of the summer when it's hot and dry and everybody else is calling them also, then you may have a wait. It's better to get the work done now. They can tell while the soils are still wet. They can tell where the foundation problems are. You probably know that there are problems with your foundation if you have windows and doors that aren't working properly, if you have cracks that have developed over the past several summers. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, they are foundationrepairs.com. Sound.com. There are a lot of companies that try to sound the same. That's because this company is so outstanding. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Cliff with Callaway's in Dallas on Greenville Avenue. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Cliff, very much. He's been with them a long time. He runs a great nursery. And anytime you need contact information for any of my advertisers, it's all on my website, neilsperry.com, radio sponsors. Ralph is in Iredale. Did I say that right, Iredale? Is that right, Ralph?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
All right, good. I got lucky. How can I help you near Stephenville?
Well, I am getting ready to pour a driveway from my road to my house, which is 350 feet. I would like to line the driveway with trees, and I don't want the roof to fall out to where it gets into my concrete and breaks it. What do you suggest I use?
In terms of what kind of trees?
Yes, sir.
All right. How far away are the trees going to be from the concrete?
It can be 10 feet, whatever you suggest.
All right. At 10 feet, you're in pretty good shape. I would avoid live oaks because they tend to have very shallow surface roots. I would think that Schumard red oaks would work well for you. That might be my choice. In fact, I don't think there's any question that would be my choice. If you could be 15 feet away, that would be much better because that gives you a greater, it would just look better, more spacious, more elegant, I think.
And what is the distance between them?
Distance would be probably 30 feet, 35 feet.
Okay.
All right. Now, one other thought. As soon as you put a colonnade of trees like that in, you do run one risk, and that is if something starts to happen to one or three of them, then you've lost your colonnade. And another consideration would be to have the colonnade, but have it of clusters of trees and not just use one species. It can also be elegant that way, and you have groupings of trees where you have a Schumard red oak with maybe a shorter tree. And I can't do this design here on the air. You have to kind of show it, but maybe you have a red cedar or an ash juniper would be one more suited to your area nearby, and then a third plant, maybe a Texas mountain laurel or something, and then 30 or 40 feet down the way you have another grouping with another species. And you don't mix it up too much, but you have a nice combination of things. And that way, if something comes through and takes one species out, it's not going to attack all of them. It's just a thought because you are in an oak wilt area, and so that might be one consideration. But I'd take a drawing in and let a landscape contractor work with you, or a nursery or something. I'm up against a newscast. I got to run. Stay here, and I'll come back to it. We'll be back.
DFW's News, Talk, Traffic, and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP. And now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station. Trending now.
Iranians celebrating the nation's latest attacks on Israel. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Dallas, road construction has the roadway reduced to one lane. That's 635 eastbound between TI Boulevard and Greenville Avenue. And in Arlington, road construction has the left lane closed on I-30 eastbound between Baird Farm Road and 360. Your WBAP forecast today, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs around 80, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Right now, it is 66 degrees in Dallas and 66 degrees in Fort Worth. Footage from the Iranian capital of Tehran has shown Iranians taking to the streets in celebration of the nation's latest attacks on Israel. Fox's Trey Yingst with the developments in Tel Aviv.
It's always difficult to tell if these are regime-led demonstrations or if people actually took to the streets themselves. There is so much propaganda coming out of the Islamic Republic that it is challenging to sort of parse through what is real and what is not. The Iranians also are trying to walk a delicate line here. They play a charade with the international community that they're trying to follow the rules. And it's not just when it comes to attacks against Israel, it also comes to their nuclear program, when they say they are only enriching uranium up to a certain point, but then they get closer and closer to weapons-grade material. Despite the Western sanctions, they continue provocative activity across the Middle East.
President Biden is set to meet with his fellow G7 leaders to discuss these latest developments, including whether this might lead to a broader regional conflict. Again, right now, 66 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
All right, Lori, thank you very, very much. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now and invite you to get into their McKinney store tomorrow. They're not open on Sundays, but they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 5, and it is worth a trip. If you're not right there in McKinney, get there from somewhere nearby. It's really worth it. They have everything you could possibly want for feeding the wild birds of Collin County, Northern Dallas County, Denton County. They can help you, and they have been selected twice as the Wild Birds Unlimited store of the nation. And that's kind of special, and it's well-deserved. One of the things that you will notice is how friendly the people are and how knowledgeable the people are who work there. Many of Cheryl Miller, I keep telling you her actual first name, but people call her Birdie. And Birdie has surrounded herself with staff that will reach out and offer to help. And if you say, well, I just kind of like to look around first, and they're happy to let you do that because they know that the store sells itself. I have stood there. When you work in radio, you're not instantly recognizable. And I've just stood there and watched. And when people come through the door, they're smiling. And they smile as they look at the merchandise. They smile as they're helped. And they smile as they go out. And they're beautifully received. You will be too. Second or third time you come in, you'll be called by name. They'll remember what you have bought. So here is what you'll find in an incredible selection of feeders, different kinds of feeders for different species of birds, squirrel-proof feeders. You will find all kinds of seeds and feeds, all kinds. I don't know how many, but probably 20, 25 kinds of feeds and seeds. It may be more than that. Just an incredible array. All kinds of books on wild birds of the North Texas area. And lots of wonderful help. And decor for your landscape to help you enjoy wild birds even more. And a lot more than that. Plus the friendship. Go to Wild Birds of McKinney. Where is it, did you say? McKinney's a big town now, Neil. Remember that? Oh, I remember. I live there. So there you go. 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. Let's do that again. This is just north of the McKinney Football Stadium by about half a mile. 3001 South Hardin, just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. It's Wild Birds Unlimited.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
Best of them all, Arborological Services, the best tree service you will find anywhere, anytime, wherever you live. That's a pretty bold statement. There may be another good one somewhere out there, but good isn't good enough for Arborological Services. They want to be the best. Steve Hauser founded this company in 1981, and a lot of the people who are there have been there for 10 or 20 years or longer. For example, Kevin Bassett was there on day one. He left for just a short while. He's been there for probably 42 of the 43 years. And just great people. Russell Peters, I don't know how long Russ has been there, but a long time. Those three guys have all been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas, and they all work at Arborological Services. Russ has a master's degree in plant pathology, specializing in oak wilt. How good is that? They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. These are the pros in the tree service work. These are not just a guy with a pickup and a chainsaw and a ladder. In fact, you won't see a ladder on any of their trucks when they come to your home. No ladders. They have professional tree climbers. They have a 13-time Texas State Champion tree climber on their staff, Miguel Pastenez. Miguel is the man who heads the crew that comes to our house. Oh my goodness, they're great. That's Arborological Services at 866-552-7267. Your trees deserve this company. 866-552-7267, arborological.com, Arborological Services.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
And then I want to tell you about Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with those helpful hardware folks. You betcha they are. They're great people, great men and women who know what they're talking about. They are there to help you. And once again, as I said with the Wild Bird Store, when you go in the door, they have people who will greet you and will reach out to help you in any way they can. They have a specialist in the store at all times on paint, on electrical work, on plumbing, and on gardening supplies. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. Find a great deal on Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. Save $2 more with your Ace Rewards card and pay only $22.99, a limit of two. Apply it anytime during the growing season. It feeds your lawn in one easy step. It's for use on all types of grasses. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. Controlled release feeding for 8 or 10 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening and sustained feeding. That's the Ace Premium Lawn Food All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage, $24.99. With your Ace Rewards card, it's $22.99, limit of two. Ace is the place where you're dealing with people you already know from your town, from your neighborhood, people who are invested in your community, local experts with trusted advice. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Greg Polito with the North Fort Worth store. And now back to Neil.
Greg has been with Callaway's and specifically with that store for a long, long time, and he is a real and professional nursery person and a pleasant person to work with. Hope you get by and say hi to him. We had on the air right before the break, we had Ralph from Iredale, and we're talking about a corridor of trees up both sides of his driveway, a new driveway. And I was hoping he would stay. I don't think he has. And that's okay. One thing that I was going to say, I asked him to stick around, and one thing I was going to mention is that when you're in a rural area, a lot of times it's nice if you blend in a natural way rather than, hey, I'm here, and beat the bass drum and say, I'm here with my landscape. Everybody pay attention now. And when you put a corridor of trees in that are all the same, it doesn't look as natural. And that's why I think sometimes it's kind of nice to have a more a colonnade of trees that look at home in that area and that are not all of one species. Nature doesn't do it that way usually. And so that's why I suggested what I was starting to. There are other good native trees that could be used in that planting, and I'll leave that up to him to do a little more research. And it also is nice to have some crepe myrtles in there. If you're going to use non-natives, I'd mix some crepe myrtles in. I would not feel compelled to have bright reds, or I don't use as much white as I used to on crepe myrtles. White's pretty, but it has to be used against the right background, a dark green or a dark brown or something. The most functional color with crepe myrtles, I think, took me a long time to realize this, is purple. Purple blends with every color. Red certainly doesn't. It clashes with a lot of other crepe myrtle colors. So that's just another thought. Anyway, I hope I was of help to him, and we'll move beyond. Let me go to Gary in Garland. Gary, this is Neil. Good morning, and thanks for calling.
Good morning, Neil. I've got a problem growing broccoli the last 2 years, and I get this spindly straight-up shoots coming out rather than it growing into a nice full head, and I'm not sure what I can do about that. What am I doing
wrong?
All right.
When you say spindly shoots, are you talking about the entire plant or just when it goes to flower?
Just the stuff that goes to flower, yeah. And it does go to – I've got them already going to flower. So, and there's not much
– what, you know, what variety are you growing?
Oh, can you give me just 1 second, and I'm going to go look because I got the tag out there. Hold on just
all right. While you're doing that, I'm going to do my SPCA Pet of the Week. So we'll put that time to good use. Take your time. We'll be fine. All right. This is a report I try to give, and I don't have the spot that I used to have for it because it was a second hour thing. So our SPCA of Texas dog today is Toot, T-O-O-T, Toot, a gentle soul with a heart as big as his paws. At 72 pounds and 2 years of age, Toot is a mixed breed with a unique personality waiting to bloom. Shy at first, he may take a moment to warm up, but with patience and kindness, he'll soon become your loyal companion. Toot is dressed to the nines with his short blonde and white coat. He has white socks and an adorable white tip to his tail. Toot's smile is contagious, and so are his smiling brown eyes. Toot is currently undergoing treatment for heartworms, but that doesn't dampen his spirit. In fact, it's a testament to his resilience and strength. As he continues his journey to full health, Toot is seeking a calm and loving home where he can thrive. Once Toot's endearing qualities, one of his endearing qualities is his treat, motivation. This is a lengthy report, I'm going to shorten it a little bit. Whether it's a tasty snack or gentle word, he responds eagerly. Despite his initial shyness, Toot is a social butterfly at heart. He gets along well with other dogs, making him a great addition to any family. It's always best to bring any two- or four-legged siblings to a meet-and-greet prior to adoptions. Like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Toot has been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. He's waiting for his new family at the SPCA of Texas, Russell E. Dealey Animal Rescue Center, so you need to make an appointment to meet him. Simply find his profile at spca.org/dogs, spca.org/dogs, and click on the Make an Appointment button. His name is Toot, and his team will take it from there. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org and click on Donate. There's a spring fleeing happening now at the SPCA of Texas throughout the month of April. All puppy adoptions are half price. All adult dog, adult cat adoptions are only $25. This special is valid at both the Dallas and Ellis County Animal Care Centers. Animals are available for adoption at both Dallas Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. That's Toot the dog. Hope we can get him adopted. All right, Gary, you're back with your label.
I am back, and it is Broccoli Green Magic.
Okay. And it shows a picture, and it shows a picture of a regular broccoli head?
It does. It
okay.
does.
How much sunlight is this plant, these plants, try that again with good grammar. How much sunlight are they getting?
They're getting probably 8 to 10 hours.
All right. You planted them as transplants?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did you plant them immediately after you got home from the garden center with them?
Within a day or two.
All right. They were stalky and vigorous and healthy and looked normal and good at that point. They weren't spindly then?
No. There wasn't anything there wasn't any anything but leaves on them at that point in time. They were quite small.
No, sure.
But
I understand.
But, they were healthy looking, and they were root bound in the container already. And I did mess around with the root back down there and pinch some of that off and so forth. So,
well, that's a good clue. What I worry about with them is that something may have interrupted their growth and they got stunted. And when you have a plant that doesn't produce well and doesn't grow well, how tall are they now that they're trying to bloom?
I'm going to say they're probably 16, 18 inches tall.
Okay, well, that's the normal height, so that part's okay. Are the leaves full-sized and really vigorous-looking?
They're vigorous-looking, and I don't know. The leaves are maybe 3 inches by 6 inches.
Okay.
Dark green.
They probably ought to be a little bit larger than that. It's kind of hard to judge, but when a broccoli plant gets stunted and does what you're describing, either it hasn't had enough sunlight, which yours have had, or it has been stunted either by being root bound or not having enough nitrogen or getting too dry at some point, something of that sort. So that root bound may have set them back enough. I don't know.
Okay.
You need to make sure you don't have broccolini, but it doesn't sound like you do.
I do not.
I'm going to leave it with the stunted possibility. I think next time around, if you grow them in the fall garden, I would be sure that you get really vigorous young transplants that are just the right size for the pots that you're buying, not root bound. I don't think any nursery is going to mind if you tap one of them out and look at the root system and put it right back in, firm it in. And then get them planted right away, and not wait a day or two. Get them planted right away and water them right away. And then keep them fertilized with a water-soluble, high-nitrogen fertilizer to get them off to a good start. Somewhere in there is the missing element of all this. That's
okay.
The best I have without seeing
help.
Them. You betcha. You're welcome to post a photo on in my eGardens newsletter. You'll need it right at 6 because it fills up pretty quickly. But I'd be happy to take a look and see if I can help you that way. Thanks for the call, Gary. Very, very much. All right, folks, let me take my last break and then we'll come back. I have a couple of comments I want to give you on some things that I'm aware of that are going on out there. That might not have been the best grammatical sentence, but I'm not going to worry about that right now. Let me please tell you about my book and my very special offer that I have for you, because I think it's a deal that will help you a great deal. I wrote my book to make everybody successful in their gardening endeavors. That's my goal. I want everybody to enjoy gardening as much as is humanly possible. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, what you have to know to get you started. It's not difficult to understand it. I've laid it out with a lot of photographs, a lot of charts and simple text. So there it is, Chapter 1. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar that tells you when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants that you're growing. 4 pages per month. You'll never have to ask, Neil, when should I do this or that? It's all in that particular chapter. People have told me that one pays for the book all by itself, and it's the most useful part of the entire book. That's what I've heard many times. Chapters 3 through 11, I worked a month on each one of these chapters. Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, those are long chapters. Then also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. All of this, just a huge amount of information. I worked a year to get this book ready for you. I worked a lifetime to assemble in my mind all the things I needed to write to have a book that covered every aspect of gardening for every county in the Lone Star State. It has 344 pages. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper, 840 of my photographs. Your satisfaction with the book is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. I sign every copy as it sells. I'll be signing books tonight. I take them to the post office myself. This is a Small Business America project. That's my term for it. It's not any official term, not a government-funded project by any measure. I paid the bills. And I will tell you, it's in its sixth printing now, and this will be the final printing. I'm not going to print another round of it. So if you want to get the book, you need to do so while I still have it at $34.95. That's a bargain. If you bought one through a store or through Amazon, it would be probably $55 with all that put into it and on a hardback basis. But that's not available. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. You get it from my website, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. That's the better way, but you can also call my office Monday through Friday, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
All right, let me tell you about Baylor Scott & White right now. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing. You plant the seeds. You give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden will thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health ought to be in your hands as well. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. MyBSW Health. Download that app today. From Baylor, Scott & White Health, MyBSW Health. Download the app today.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
WhizQ Stone, leaders in the stone industry. They've been so for a long time. They founded in 1983. The experts at WhizQ Stone are willing and able and ready to help you with all of your stone buying needs. They're open Monday through Saturday, not open on Sundays. Mike and Derek Wisnan, second and third generations in the Wisnan family to be there operating this wonderful company. They are highly revered in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association organization and in their industry. They are servants to all of us. 22 acres of beautiful stone, whether you want a big decorative boulder or you want decorative gravel, maybe you want river rock or you want to build a retaining wall or have one built for you. They can refer you to the finest landscape contractors anywhere in North Texas. You know that a stone yard is great if the best landscape contractors are buying their materials from them. You want to put in a patio? This is the place to go to buy the raw materials. They buy from the finest quarries in the Southwest and beyond. Great people, great place. They'll deliver anywhere you can hear me. That's WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Once again, 4501 East Loop 820 South in far Southeast Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, WHIZ-Q.com. It's WhizQ Stone.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I'm Nathan Smith from the Mansfield Callaway's, and we're proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Nathan, very, very much. I have a couple of minutes left to tell you about 30 minutes worth of things. Let me do this really fast. Pay close attention. There'll be a test after this. This is really heartfelt. If you have Schumard red oaks, Chinkapin oaks, red maples, and I'm talking about not Japanese maples, but red maple, Acer rubrum. And if you have, that's the other tree I want to mention in that. Anyway, if you have any of those trees, you need to wrap their trunks to prevent sun scald on the west and southwest sides of their trunks. That is non-negotiable for the first 2 or 3 years that you have them. We are in spring going into summer. You'll lose a big percentage of those trees if you don't wrap their trunks. You need to stake new trees. We saw a planting of new bald cypress trees that had been put out this winter in a big commercial landscape, and they didn't know better. And these are about 15 or 20 gallon bald cypress. They're all tipped. They're all tipped over, and they're going to have to dig and reset them. You don't get a second chance. You can't pull them back into vertical. You have to dig them and reset them. Best grass for shade is St. Augustine. Don't be fooled into Zoysia. Don't be fooled into all these quack seed mixes that you see that are sold from seed that are supposed to patch grasses. And take all root rot, this yellowing of your St. Augustine. It's really bad this year. My eGardens has a write-up on it. I spent a lot of time doing the research. You will see the write-up if you go to my website, neilsperry.com, and then click on eGardens. You can read what I found. Read especially the bulletin. There's a link there from the University of Florida. Read that one, and you'll see a lot of good information. That's neilsperry.com. Click on the eGardens part of it, and you can read what I wrote on take all root rot.